This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Wednesday lunchtime. I'm Jamie O'Hara with Red FM's daily news podcast. Cabinet is to sign off on the closure of schools and construction until the end of the month today. A number of other measures will also be introduced, including a requirement for people travelling to Ireland to provide a negative COVID-19 test. This is how that story ran in our morning bulletins. Tighter public health restrictions are due to be announced later to curb the spread of COVID-19. Schools, construction and retail will all be impacted by the changes. Stephanie Rohan is outside government buildings with the latest.
Cabinet ministers are meeting early this afternoon to discuss these measures, which will be similar to what was in place back in March. Schools will be shut for the month except for children with special needs, while all ECCE and preschools will close, with creches only staying open for children of essential workers. Construction is also set to stop but will continue for essential projects. There will also be an end to click and collect in retail, with deliveries only being allowed. Ministers are also set to discuss a proposal that people will be only allowed into Ireland if they have proof of a negative COVID test within the previous 3 days. Stephanie Rohn, Government Buildings.
Gardaí are consulting missing persons files to try to identify the partial remains found outside Middleton yesterday. It's thought a skull found by workmen is that of a man and could be historic. Here's how we reported the story earlier today.
Gardaí are working to identify the partial remains of a body discovered outside Middleton yesterday. A skull was discovered by workmen clearing the route of the proposed Middleton to Yall Greenway at Shantygate at around 4 p.m. The scene was cordoned off and the state pathologist's office was contacted. Dr. Margot Bolster is due to examine the skull this morning. It's reported the skull is that of a male and may be historic. Gardaí will also search the area and are consulting missing persons files to see if the remains can be identified.
Get the Red FM News Extra podcast wherever you get your podcast or on redextra.ie.
Jose Mourinho is 90 minutes away from his first trophy as Tottenham Hotspur manager. Goals in either half saw them beat Brentford by 2-0 in last night's Carabao Cup semi-final at the new White Hart Lane. Brentford's cause wasn't helped by the late sending off of Josh De Silva. Spurs now have a chance of landing silverware for the first time in 13 years. And they will play either Manchester United or Manchester City in April's final. The neighbours meet at Old Trafford tonight from 7:45, and the game is likely to be preceded by more tributes to Colin Bell. The City legend died yesterday following a short illness. Bell made nearly 500 appearances for the blue side of Manchester, helping them to the title in 1968. And that's the sport with Grandons.ie.
Get Red FM's News Extra at redextra.ie. And check out our other podcasts.
Paddy, good morning.
Good morning, Ian. How are you?
I'm good. And you know what? You've seen it all, boy. You officially, was it last night? Half nine?
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. After how long?
26 years.
Great. Will you miss it?
No. Well, I guess I will a little bit. I'd miss my colleagues and I'd miss the patience and the banter and the interaction. But I think generally, no, it's time to step back and take it a bit easier.
I know. Because you'd have done all sorts of shifts at all sorts of times, and to a large extent, always on call, I suppose.
Yeah, always on call, but in the last number of years, no, I had stepped back a little bit from that as well, also, because I was with a private operator. But yes, done a lot.
And can you wind the clock back to, say, your first call?
Yes, ironically, actually, last New Year's Eve, my final call was to bring a baby home from Crumlin. And ironically, 26 years ago, I'll go back a little bit, 18 years ago, when I actually went down from the ambulance itself, my first call initially was to bring a child to Crumlin.
Isn't that amazing? So your first and last...
Ironically, how it happened.
Isn't it? Your first and last call involved babies coming to and from Crumlin.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's amazing.
Off on that one. Yeah.
Yeah. So you would have talked and sort of been out under all sorts of conditions, many of them tragic, but also life saving.
Yes. Yes, and that would be an ongoing thing. However, the perception is that it'd be every day. It's not every day that you'll come across life saving or situations like that, but. Yes, but it is regular enough.
I know that because a lot of it would have been bringing patients to and from hospitals and what have you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, under controlled conditions, exactly, yeah. So, some would be primarily stable, but could become very unstable.
But there would be times when you would have to go to tragedies, of course. How did you deal with that over the years?
If it's your training gets you through that, basically, your training is quite good. And your colleagues, your partner that you're on with at the time, you talk to each other and you discuss the situation and you work your way through it.
Don't forget to like and subscribe to get Red FM's News Extra daily.